KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Can you believe Christmas is upon us? Last year, we were all in the pandemic, and this year, some people are coming out live to do Christmas concerts, and I'm so excited again to welcome Bob Pickett. And Bob Pickett is the director and producer of the St. Louis Concert Choir's 25th annual Christmas production. Bob, it's so nice to have you in the KSIV studios today.
Thank you, Judy. So good to be with you today.
25 years you've been doing this.
Yes.
And you've probably been tearing your hair out the day before each start. Is that true?
Right before the curtain, you think of 12 more things you need to do. But it's such a joy to present good music to our community and to take an opportunity, and this is kind of our vision with the St. Louis Concert Choir, is to use music to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And because it's Christmas, people come whether they know it's the gospel or not. So this is our 25th year of presenting a Christmas show to the St. Louis community.
How do you make it different each year?
Well, we select different material, different songs, and this year is exciting because for the last 6 or 7 years, we've done in our second act a dramatic journey to the Bethlehem Inn a few years after Jesus' death and resurrection.
Oh.
And we gather together the people who were most important in his life, people whose lives were touched or changed by Jesus, in this reunion that's hosted by the innkeeper, and they tell their stories. So it's a series of testimonies with songs from people whose lives were touched, like the boy with his lunch that fed the 5,000.
The 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
And the young lady who was dead and Jesus rose from the dead.
Jairus.
Yes. And Mary Magdalene and the disciples and the shepherds and one of the servants of a wise man. They all tell their story with songs. And so this year we've totally revamped that act and we have new stories and new characters and new songs still with that theme of telling who Jesus was and what he did in people's lives.
Who Jesus was. And there's so many stories in God's word that tell who Jesus was and how he did amazing things in the short 33 years that he was on this earth.
Exactly.
Christmas is the name of the production. And Bob, what are the details?
Thanks for asking, Judy. This year we are doing 2 performances on Sunday, December 12th. 2 the same day, 2:30 and 6:30 at Pattonville Community Theater, which is in Maryland Heights on Creekcur Mill Road. That's right there at Pattonville High School.
Okay.
And there's a 2:30 show and a 6:30 show. And the 2:30 show is already half sold out.
Wow.
So folks can buy tickets by calling our 1-800 number, 1-800-993-SING, 1-800-993-SING, or they can go to our website, www.cmichoir.org, and on that site, just check the St. Louis box, and you can get tickets to our show live in person at Pattonville on December 12th.
And that's December 12th at the Pattonville Community Auditorium, Pattonville High School,
mm-hmm.
2:30 and 6:30 p.m.
Right.
So you won't want to miss it. And you better buy your tickets soon, because if Bob Pickett's directing it, it's going to be sold out before you can say Jiminy Cricket.
Yes. And for those who are concerned about the social distancing and those issues that the community is all observing, we have determined to only sell 75% of the seats.
75%.
So there is space between people and they can wear masks if they want to.
Bob, talk about the performers. It's a really unique mix of people doing the Christmas Is production, isn't it?
Exactly. Yes, the St. Louis Concert Choir is a community choir of adults from across the metro area. We have currently about 20 different churches involved, members from 20 churches involved. And we come together and we rehearse once a month, all year, preparing for this one production. So the choir is made up of the singers from the churches. Then we have our academy, which is called Miss Kathy's Academy for the Performing Arts, which is for students age 5 through about 20. Wonderful kids, teens, and even some early college students in the academy, and they perform with us in specials and a part of a lot of the show. And again this year, we're so excited to have Dance Plus, which is the national champion dance team from St. Louis County, back with us again, featured on the show. Last year, we added the concert brass. So again this year, we have a horn section live on stage.
Wonderful.
With us, as well as all the singers. And then a number of great singers, artists, actors, and soloists are featured on the program this year. And I'm excited to announce we just Saturday had with us in rehearsal for the first time Gerald Wilson, who's an incredible tenor soloist. Some of you have probably seen Gerald. He performs the national anthem at many NFL football games, in the Cardinals game, and NCAA football games in his Navy uniform. He's an incredible singer who lives here in St. Louis and is going to be part of our production this year.
How do you get everyone together to practice their parts and have everything turned out when everybody's from so many different places? You talk about Orlando. You have a cast that are working there. You talk about Michigan. You talk about Branson.
Right.
How do you do that? And well, tell us about those things.
Yes, we have four different academies, Miss Kathy's Academy for the Performing Arts, four different children's groups, Branson, Orlando, St. Louis, and Michigan, the Detroit area. They all practice separately. And then our choirs, we have a choir in Michigan and a choir here in St. Louis. And this year we're taking the show to Orlando, and we will be recording our TV special there at Calvary Assembly in Orlando.
Oh, and that's on December 4th?
December 4th, right. And so members from all the choirs will be coming together there with singers from Orlando as well, and performers in that show from the brass are from Disney, and some of our dancers are incredible pro dancers that'll be with us in the Orlando show. That show is December 4th. And folks that are listening can actually watch that on demand on television. It'll be available worldwide the week of Christmas, that week leading up to Christmas. And then 1 week later, we're here in St. Louis with the St. Louis cast, and some of the folks from the other locations will be joining us as well on December 12th, live and in person.
How do you keep that all straight?
You juggle it in your head, and then you figure it out after you get there. So each performance is just a little different because you have to fit it into the building and make things happen. But we have some great performers who are dedicated to learn their parts and be confident in their presentation. And again, last Saturday, as I said, we had Gerald with us. We also had all the actors together and read through the script, and it's going to be so exciting. Some new characters. We have Zacchaeus in this show. Ooh. We have, as I mentioned, Jonah, the boy who gave his lunch to Jesus. And we have the lady who touched the hem of Jesus' garment, telling her story, as well as Peter, James, and John, and Thomas. Doubting Thomas is going to appear this year.
So last year was filmed at Grace. This year it's going to be filmed in Orlando. And
that's
you're
right.
Also going to air it on TBN. Talk about that.
Yes. The plan is for last year's show to be shown in two segments, 2 one-hour shows on TBN this Christmas season on your own local television.
On your own local television. Bob Pickett is here. He is the director and producer of the Christmas Is concert. I don't even know if you call it a concert, an extravaganza. What do you call it, Bob?
Well, I call it a production, but it's known as the Christmas show. So.
The Christmas show. And it's been happening for the past 25 years, the St. Louis Concert Choir's annual Christmas production, Christmas Is.
That's right.
Wow, 25 years. So, again, quickly go through the details so people can sign up and know when the presentation's
right.
Are.
Christmas is the name of the production with the St. Louis Concert Choir and Ensemble featuring Miss Kathy's Academy for the Performing Arts, Dance Plus, and the Concert Brass. And we are live and in person Sunday, December 12th with two shows, 2:30 and 6:30 at the Pattonville Community Auditorium. which is at 2497 Creek Corps Mill Road in Maryland Heights, Missouri, 63043. And to get tickets, you need to either call 1-800-993-SING. That's 1-800-993-SING. Or you can buy tickets online at www.cmichoir.org.
Awesome. My guest, the director, producer of the St. Louis Concert Choir's 25th annual Christmas concert. Christmas is Bob Pickett. Bob, thanks so much for joining me. What are we going to end this interview with to give people a sample of the great music coming their way?
All right, Judy, thank you. This is one of the numbers from our second act, the story of the wise men following the star. It's called When They Saw the Star.
When They Saw the Star. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Listen up. Here it comes. Hope you can join them at the concert. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Judy.
Stay tuned to learn about another local Christmas event. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Christmas happening around the area that you can't miss. This is the 52nd annual Way of Lights at the Shrine of Our Lady of the Snows. 52. That is amazing. Well, Father David Uribe is my guest, and he is the director of the Shrine of Our Lady of the Snows. And Father Uribe, it's so good to have you here today to talk about that. But I must ask you one question. Have you been around as director for all 52 years?
Oh, gosh, no. Oh, no. I stand on the shoulders of great men who were in my position beforehand.
And how long have you been at the Shrine?
I've been here as Shrine Director since July of 2019. I did a three-year stint on staff overseeing the Pilgrim Services, and that was in 2014 to 17. So I took a couple of years off, and then my superiors invited me back to be the director, and so I've been here since.
So how are you working to keep Christ in Christmas with Way of Lights?
Well, as a shrine in itself, I mean, we want to make sure that this is a place for everyone, and especially that we continue to bring Christ healing and hope to all who come and visit, to all who come on pilgrimage, all who are seeking that peacefulness, that wonderful light from Christ. And so during this time of the year, as we do it through the Way of Light, we try to usher that light of Christ into our world through the many lights that we put up as this family tradition.
1.5 million lights. How are there that many lights even around for you to get?
Again, it's through the years that we've just accumulated and purchased more and more string lights. And we definitely have a great crew that have come in and helped us put up the lights. And they usually start the Tuesday after Labor Day. And so we begin to get into the season back in September. And so it's all ready to go by November.
Tell us about what people will experience when they come to the Shrine and the Way of Lights.
Yes, as usual, we want this to be a journey to Bethlehem through our light display. We want this to be a family tradition, especially for it to be around for 52 years. To come and drive through our property, it is a free event for everyone. We do at the end of the journey, the end of the Way of Lights, we ask that you give us a donation, but certainly not required. But what we do is we want to remember that journey that was taken so that the light of Christ would be born in our world, that through Jesus and through his nativity, that God keeps his promises and that we are the recipients of those promises and blessings through this whole way of salvation, especially through Jesus Christ. And we want that to be a reminder every year as people come and enjoy this property and enjoy the journey to Bethlehem through our light display.
And we really hope that that'll help people dig into God's Word, the Bible, because that is the whole story. And you can only hear so much on Sunday mornings or from others. And what are you going to believe? Well, it's important to dig into God's Word. So you have lots of activities to help depict this wonderful story reenacting Christ's birth. Tell us what people will expect.
Well, when they drive into the property, of course, you know, as it is, the Way of Lights begins at 5 p.m. and it goes through 9 p.m. or whenever the traffic begins to die down. So already in the darkness of the evening, you'll see the many lights that we have in. We come in through the tunnel of light that we have just to reminisce the beauty of the light that always can resemble, especially that light in our hearts. And then as we come around in our church parking lot, we have our camel ride. We have our petting zoo. We have our kettle corn station where people can grab some snacks and some hot chocolate, especially on those cold evenings.
Yeah, that's what I love.
And then as well as we have our carriage rides that are offered in the parking lot as well.
Now, do you have to reserve the carriage rides?
Yes, you do have to make reservations. We have all this information on our website, but you do have to call a 314 number in order to make a reservation for a carriage ride in order just to get the night that is confirmed for you immediately. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, there are times when you can just walk up and they're available as well.
So camel rides, petting zoo, and the carriage rides are outside, and the kettle corn with the hot chocolate. Boy, I'd like to come tomorrow, but it's not open yet, is it, Father Uribe?
It is not open yet. We will begin on Friday, November the 19th, and we will go through December the 31st.
Friday, November the 19th through December the 31st. At Shrine of Our Lady of Snows, the Way of Lights. What about inside, Father Uribe? What do you have available if people really aren't outdoorsy that much?
Sure. And also just to warm up if that's what you want as well. This year, we're lucky that we are going to open up the visitor center. Unfortunately, we didn't do that last year because of COVID and the pandemic. But this year, we come into the visitor center. We have our Christmas tree room. We have our gift shop. We also have our Lego display exhibit that we usually have in a separate building. We are now bringing it into the visitor center. So please come and look at the Legos display exhibit that we have now in the visitor center. And then, of course, our traditional Christmas tree room where we have invited local artists and local decorators to come in and decorate the tree. They always have some wonderful ideas and wonderful ways to show off Christmas decorations. And so that will continue as well in our visitor center.
Now, the Lego display. My son is a huge Lego fan. In fact, I have a whole closet of his Legos because he's 28 now. But why did you choose a Lego exhibit, and how does that play into the Way of Lights?
We have a Lego nativity scene that we possess and own here at the Shrine. I don't think that we took it out this year, but Legos is very, very popular. And more importantly, the creativity that people can take on. So we partnered with a club, people who are collectors of Legos, and have built some awesome displays. And so a lot of it is based on just some creativity. A lot of it is based on maybe some of the film and industry, but as well as a Lego display, a replica of the city of St. Louis. And so every time I walk through the Lego display, I'm always amazed about how people can bring and put together Legos in order to bring about some type of remembrance of something that's favorite in art. But it's very popular with all ages as well.
Another reason to come to the Way of Lights. Christmas carolers, you're going to have those too. What else are you doing that people might be interested in?
We also have a wreath auction that every year we have people who donate a wreath to us, and there's an auction. So we have over 40 wreaths to choose from. Those are in the hallway walls of our visitor center for you to come in if you want to bid on one of them. That wreath auction will end on December the 19th. We also have Girls Day Out, which is a popular event here on Saturday, November the 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. here in the visitor center. And we have a number of vendors that come out and display their products or their services or whatnot. And so we call it the annual Girls Day Out.
Girls Day Out, and a great way to buy a fun Christmas gift, right, Father Uribe?
Yes, there are lots of gifts that can be bought for the family, especially for those that are loved ones. It's an awesome event, and there's so many things to choose from in that event.
I know that some people are going to ask about masks because of the pandemic and how they feel about the safety and their health of breathing the same air that thousands of other people are going to breathe at the same time.
Yes, just because of the state of Illinois law is that masks are mandated and required for those indoors. So while we are indoors, especially in our visitor center, we ask that all patrons, all guests, all visitors, please come with a mask so that you can wear that. We will be reminding people just so that we can be in compliance, but more importantly, that we can be safe for one another. And so we want masks to be worn in while you're indoors.
The 19th of November through the 31st of December, the Way of Lights. Times again, Father Uribe, and how can people find out all the detail that we've just talked about on this program?
Yes, again, from Friday, November the 19th through Friday, December the 31st, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., or when the last car goes through, we will remain open. You can find more information and lots of information on our website at snows.org. That's snows.org.
52nd annual Way of Lights at the Shrine of Our Lady of the Snows. And its location?
The location is on Highway 15 on the west end of Belleville. So the actual physical address is 442 South Demazenod Drive in Belleville, Illinois.
And, of course, it's good to go to the website, snows.org, to find out all of those details and what you need to register in advance for. And remember, they got the camel rides, the petting zoo, the Christmas tree room, the Lego exhibits, carriage rides, snacks as you're walking around outside, and a hot chocolate. And Christmas carolers are going to be sharing the good news of Christ, the wreath auction. Fun, fun, fun for the whole family, right, Father Uribe?
A whole family tradition, yeah. And I also want to mention that we are also helping the St. Louis Food Bank. And so we will also be collecting canned goods and non-perishable items so that that can help the local regional food bank here in St. Louis and in the Metro East.
Wonderful. So don't forget your food items as well. Well, I'm Judy Redlick. Hope you've enjoyed this Christmas event show. First, we heard Bob Pickett, who is the choir director for the wonderful musical. Not only is it going to be shared here at Grace Church, but all over the world through different media. And also the Way of Lights at the Shrine of Our Lady of the Snows, the 52nd annual with Father David Uribe, OMI. And he's the director of Our Lady of Snows. So go to one of those events. Enjoy it. Remember, Jesus is real. He can touch your heart more than you can ever imagine in this Christmas season. And we all need a lot more hope and joy. And that's what God's Word and God's story can give us. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I'm Judy Redlick. Join me next week for another encounter.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.